Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon said suicides of active duty service members hit an all-time high last year. The Defense Department report just released says the suicide rate was 24.8 per 100,000 service members in 2018. The annual suicide report showing 541 service members confirmed or believed to have committed suicide last year. That's up from 511 in 2017. Republican Senator Mitt Romney, one of the few GOP voices who called President Trump's dealings with the president of Ukraine in a phone call deeply troubling. The president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says,
I wouldn't count on him, and he's bitter about Donald Trump. I mean, every time it's like a child. I mean, look, Trump did what you couldn't do.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Protesters expected to try to block traffic in the nation's capital again today for another global climate strike. Millions marched in last week's global strike seeking action on climate change. In connection with today's action, a group of 16 kids from five continents, including Swedish activist Greta Thunberg, have filed a legal complaint against five nations seeking to change laws in the fight against climate change. The acting ICE director says current policies on sanctuary cities threaten public safety. Speaking at the White House, Matthew Avance said that those who support sanctuary cities to house undocumented migrants are putting politics over public safety. Alvin says in cities in California, New York, Illinois, North Carolina, and Colorado, they're creating safe havens where criminal aliens and gangs are flourishing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A California skydiver is dead after crashing into a semi-truck. The California Highway Patrol says the 28-year-old woman was descending over Highway 99 south of Sacramento yesterday afternoon when she collided with the back of a tractor trailer. She was parachuting with a group of seven people when that incident occurred, the rest of the group landing safely. Saturday Night Live will begin its 45th season tomorrow night. The show will go on without Leslie Jones, who has left SNL after nearly five seasons. She'll be replaced by two newcomers, SNL staff writer Bowen Yang and Chloe Fineman of The Groundlings. A couple of country music artists in the news receiving awards.
Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey.
First, Garth Brooks was recognized last night for his compassion, receiving the inaugural George H.W. Bush Points of Light Award for Caring and Compassion at an event held by the global nonprofit Points of Light in New York City. And country music legend Reba McEntire will be receiving the Artist of a Lifetime Award next month. She'll be receiving it at the 2019 CMT Artist of the Year event in Nashville, which will be broadcast broadcast on October 16th. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
I know my soul is indestructible. When I'm standing in your love, my spirit turns to dust. Earth shakes, hearts break, things change, life fades away. But you don't, you don't.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, and boy, do I have a treat for you. I know I've been bragging about him, and he's here with us now. You don't have to wait any longer. Jeremy Camp joins us now. Jeremy, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing amazing. How you doing?
Hey, I'm right with you, pal. Just so blessed beyond measure, and it's just an honor to be talking to you. I've have absolutely admired your career as you've developed, and this new release, and then this upcoming movie, and everything. The maturity of your art and your craft is just so pure and honest and blessed. It is a blessing to hear and just to, you know, watch how you've developed over the years.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, you know, I think that the biggest thing always is you always want to look back and go, have I grown? You know what I mean?
Yes, right.
Every year look back and go, have I grown? And I feel like that this kind of last few years of my life has been a massive growth spurt. And, you know, for me, I think it's because of just all that God was preparing me for of this year coming and even the record and, you know, not without some trials and tribulations, I'll tell you that. You know
right.
what I mean? Not without some hardships, but.
Welcome to life.
It's all just preparation. Yeah, exactly. Y'all deal with it. So, but thanks for saying that, man. I'm really excited and I feel kind of overwhelmed because I'm just going, man, Lord, after this many years and how you're opening up even greater doors, I think it's just kind of, it's a very humbling thing for sure.
Well, imagine when you get started, first of all, you're trusting in God as much as you know how to trust in God.
Right.
And as your career has been skyrocketing, do you kind of feel like you're hanging on to Jesus' garment tighter and tighter?
100%. Me and my wife, because of all that's been going on, we're literally
right.
like
right.
on our faces just saying, okay, God, you give us strength and wisdom and all that. So,
right.
absolutely.
Well, I know you just wrapped up a tour with Toby Mac. In fact, the new CD, it seems to have a little Toby influence. Is that fair?
Well, the good thing about it, I would love to say this, because I actually finished it before I was on tour with them. So, you know, I was...
Maybe he pre-channeled. Maybe he put a little, you know, a little prophetic zing on you or something. I don't know, huh?
Actually, could have been the case.
I mean, knowing Toby, he probably did it. You got to be careful around him.
Oh, he's amazing. We had such a rad time, and I respect him greatly. So, yeah, absolutely.
Let me ask you for something on sidebar. Speaking of Toby, because this was a thought. You know, we've got coming up on October 3rd, Bring Your Bible to School Day, right? BYOB.
Yes.
And
yep.
I just love what's going on. And I'm hearing you and Toby doing some sort of 60-second jingle about BYOB. I mean, I can hear you guys doing this.
That's actually a good idea.
Huh? What do you think?
I thought about that. Yeah,
I mean,
listen, if I can get a hold of Toby and we can both get it together, I would actually do that.
I'll tell you, it will be national on this show. We've got Focus on the Family next couple of weeks coming on. We're talking a lot about BYOB, and I'm telling you, stations across the country will light it up.
That's so good. I want to say something about that. So
okay.
I went to Bible college for 2 years in California, and I studied the Bible from Genesis to Revelation.
Which Bible college you go to?
Calvary Chapel.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, sure.
In Marietta Hot Springs.
Yes, right, exactly.
I studied from Genesis to Revelation, verse by verse, and let me tell you, it was the best foundation I could have had stepping into the ministry God's given me. So reading your Bible and having that is so huge.
So you were there when Chuck Smith was around, because of course that was all part of his vision, and Chuck to this day, his legacy continues to live, you know, line by line. What a Bible teacher, and I had the honor to be at his feet for a couple of years there in Costa Mesa, California, so it was really a blessing.
Oh,
I agree.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, God's word is still to this day, every single time you read it, it's like, you know, if something you might have read, you know, how many times before, whatever season you're in, it might about to be differently. So you continue to read. So.
Right. Well, it's a living word, and that's the thing. We were just talking with a bunch of guys last night, Jeremy, and we were going, wait a minute, we've read this. You know, how many hundreds of times we read this? And all of a sudden now we get it? We didn't get it before?
Trust me, I know exactly what you mean.
Right, exactly. Well, look, let's talk about all that you got going on. We've got about 7 minutes left here. The story's not, I know, this is, I'm telling you, I feel like I've known you all our life here. It's like cool times here. And I'm looking forward, by the way, just to plug again and a guilty plea to see if you and Toby can get together and do BYOB. I'm telling you, that idea came to me, and I thought it'd be hot. Make it happen.
I love that. I love it.
Let's talk. The story's not over. And we've touched on the new CD, and you know what's and give our audience. It's already been released, so it's going like hotcakes, and even more so now after everybody hears the backstory and hears some more of your music.
Yeah. So it's honestly been the whole premise behind the album. It's called The Story's Not Over. And you know, I'll kind of do a little rewind here. I'm gonna get really, really deep and really vulnerable of what kind of happened in the past, you know, couple of years of my life. We had some friends. I'll start here. We had a friend of ours that we looked up to and trusted immensely, spiritually, everything. Mm-hmm. And we found out they were going through addiction, you know, pain medication that was just overwhelming them. And so me and my wife were just, you know, trying to be there for them and love on them, and basically got to the point where, with that, they didn't want to listen and become this manipulation, you know, deception. Everything that happens with addiction.
Right, exactly.
And those all those things. Well, they filmed me for a pretty big loop where it affected me pretty massively. And then all of a sudden, you know, so I started kind of just feeling, I started getting a little more kind of anxieties and just more stressed out. And okay, maybe I'm just busy right now. Well, then all of a sudden, you know, they started talking about the movie. And I'm like, wow, this is incredible. They're in the movie in my life. And they're sort of asking questions, and all of a sudden it starts bringing up stuff that I didn't realize was still there. Mm-hmm. I got to a point, and Bill, it was crazy. I've never dealt with this before. I got to a point where all of a sudden one night my family was gone. I was in the house and I was working out, you know, and I was like, and all of a sudden I couldn't breathe. Oh. And I went, oh, I can't breathe. What's happening? And I found myself on the ground and I was panicking, and I called my wife. I said, please get home. I don't know what's going on. And it spun me into a 2-week panic attack, bedridden, debilitating, depression, or whatever you want to, overwhelming feeling of I feel like I'm going crazy. And finally God spoke to me. I literally was crying out to him, just saying, please, what is this? My wife's laying hands on me. And as a man, when you're on your wife's lap all day weeping, you feel humiliated. I was like, I'm so sorry, I'm so weak, and just being real honest. And so finally God just showed me and said, Jeremy, do you not know how much I love you? Perfect love casts out fear. And I realized that I was just not trusting him at all. And fear and worry was starting to overwhelm me. And then he said, you have bitterness in your heart too. And it wasn't, none of this was like condemning or angry. It was so loving. Like, okay, this is what it is. And I finally repented of those things and not trusting him and being bitter and towards a friend. And all of a sudden it started lifting. And let me tell you, the songs that came out of that, that's what the whole record is about. I started reflecting on my life, and it started off with a song, Dead Man Walking, going, this is where I started. This is where I was before Christ. Yeah. And the whole album literally is my journey of my life, including, it's kind of like a journal. If you look at the record and you listen to the whole thing, it's like reading my journal. That's honestly what I like to tell people. Like, that's like reading my journal. And so you'll find out what I was feeling and going through, but how God is always been faithful, and how I can trust him in every circumstance. And that's the lift at the end of it. Like David, he would say, why are my enemies crossing me? Why is this happening? What is going on? And all of a sudden he would go, but your love endures forever. Your faithfulness is forever. You know what I mean? Like, your mercy endures forever. And I think that's what this album has been. And I'm seeing the reaction when people are sharing their story. And I'm like, yeah, because I know. It came from a very vulnerable place.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You have the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Your vision is a precious treasure, and research shows the typical American diet falls woefully short in essential eye nutrition. Fill in the gap with Quantum Nutrition Labs Eye Support, rich in zeaxanthin and lutein, plant DHA, a vegetarian omega-3 fatty acid, and glutathione for antioxidant support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Oh,
think about that moment, as you say, you know, lying in your wife's lap, what that must have done in terms of intimacy and taking you and your wife to a point of a new level of intimacy, Jeremy, to know that you could be so raw with her and she's loving you through this process.
Oh, I can't even. She goes, "I will fight and fight and fight with you." That's what she said. "I will fight for this, just that God will deliver you." It was the most beautiful thing. We actually wrote a book after this whole thing happened. It's called In Unison, and it's a marriage book between me and my wife, and it comes out next year. Very excited about it. And
so, well, we'll have you back to talk about that when that comes out, too.
Crazy, isn't it?
Hey, no, well, it's crazy good. I mean, this is the thing, you know. People that that are not aware of Jesus Christ and the power of God in their lives, and they see this kind of activity in your life and others and everything like that, they don't understand it. They can't comprehend it. They don't have the software, you know, the operating software to begin to understand. And all we're trying to do is say, look at that software's free, you know, and it is awesome, and you could have this too, right?
Oh, amen, amen. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where it's just, for me, the excitement of this new season as well. It's like showing people that God has given us the tools to accomplish, to deal with, to handle any circumstance. So it's exciting.
Oh, very cool. Hey, we're talking with Jeremy Camp, his new album, The Story's Not Over, which has just been released. We're going to take a little bit more time here, Jeremy, if it's okay, but I know that you've got to leave at a certain time. But let's talk Dead Man Walking, one of the fastest rising singles of your career. Why do you think people are relating to this?
I think, honestly, I think a lot of people are in a reflection mode in their life right now because of all that's going on in our society. And I think a lot of people are just thinking about, you know what happened, you know, like in my life.
Right.
Reflecting back, you know, there's so many people that are looking for hope. And I think that hope aspect really comes out in this song because there's a scripture that says we were once dead in our trespasses, like dead in our sins, but we've been made alive in Christ. And I think the song just displays, it says freedom is something I never found. Trying to find 6 feet underground. You know what I mean? Under the weight of all my sin, trying to find I couldn't win. Then you rescued me so I could breathe. And just have this whole, I was a dead man walking until I was a man walking with you. You know, it's just this whole revelation of going, look where we came from. And I think that when you start reflecting on where you came from and God's love and how he pulled us out of literally a pit of despair and gave us new life, I think there's just an encouragement and excitement in people going, yeah, that's what it is.
Exactly.
I'm a new creation in Christ. I think that's why people are responding, realizing that they're a new creation in Christ.
Amen. Well, throughout his 17-year career, Capital CMG artist Jeremy Camp has established himself with landmark accolades, including lifetime consumption of almost 5,325,000 lifetime streams. Is that overwhelming to you? I mean, to think that you've had that kind of an impact on this much of humanity, Jeremy?
Yeah, I think no matter what, it's I don't always sit and think about it, and then all of a sudden you have this moment where you're thinking about your life going, Lord, I never would have thought this. Right. The scripture says that he does exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or even imagine. And that's what he's done. And I don't ever, and listen, I become, you know, my manager sometimes, I have a great team around me because they like, my manager's amazing. He'll call me out and he's like, you sound like a brat right now. I'm like, you're right.
Yeah.
You know, because we have to have people in our lives that
that's
remind
right.
us of, look what God has done.
And exactly.
If you had told, you know, 16-year-old Jeremy that this was going to happen, no way. Mm-hmm. You know, it would have been a dream. And now stepping in it going, God, I want to be a good steward with what you've given me. And so I feel like this next season is going to be a great, another opportunity to steward what God's given.
Exactly. Well, on being since you brought it up, when you were 16, what was life like and what were you thinking Jeremy was going to be doing?
Well, you know, I love sports, so I love football, and I was in Indiana, Lafayette, Indiana, going to school, playing football, and you know, I just didn't think much past that, and, you know, finally gave my life to Jesus at 16, you know, full on, and I started writing songs.
So were you playing guitar all this time, or you just picked it up later in life?
I picked it up later in life. I was 14 when I picked it up, and I wrote my first, like, real song when I was 16, and I think that's when it started hitting me. I started writing these lyrics. It was called Set Me Free. And I wasn't serving the Lord at this point, but I wrote a song called Set Me me free. But all of a sudden, I was like, oh yeah, this is something that has affected me writing these lyrics, and it affected many people when I played it for them. So I realized that God could use it, and that's, at that point, I wanted to always wear my heart on my sleeve.
Right. So you're doing this, and you demonstrate to your friends and family, you got talent. You got something here. And so what are they telling you?
Yeah, I think a lot of people, my mom and dad would always tell me, you know, listen, as long as you're serving the Lord and loving Jesus, you definitely have a gift. And I let him open the doors. You know, the biggest thing was like, let him open the doors. Yes, work hard at what you've been given, but let him be the one that opens the doors. And so I've always just kept that in my mind where I'm just going, I want him to be the one that opens the doors, because then he's going to be the one that's going to give you the strength to walk through all that you endure. But when we kick doors open and make it happen, when it's not something that he wants,
right,
then we do. We stress out and
exactly
are overwhelmed. And
welcome to the world of frustration, right?
Oh, 100%. And so it's just still a learning experience. I'm still learning that.
Right.
You know, I still
exactly
got to continue to walk in that. It's not like I've accomplished and figured it out. It's just you sometimes maybe a little quicker instead of maybe longer than when you're younger. Yeah, I'm quicker to realize it, but it's still an everyday thing.
Right. Let's talk the Irwin brothers. You've got together with them. They're doing a biopic about your life. I mean, here you are. I mean, you're still young, Jeremy. They're doing a biopic about your life. You're probably thinking, wait a minute, I'm not ready to go away here. What's going on, right?
Yeah, I think that's why it has been kind of the thought of like, what? Like, I'm still really young, got so much more life, but I think that they read my book, Life to Believe, and they just saw the story of what God had done in my life in the midst of the hardest time. You know, telling my story, I lost my first wife to cancer, and it's the whole story of me meeting her and falling in love, and then that battle through cancer, and then, of course, we're going to be with the Lord.
Yes.
It just shows my struggle. It shows, you know, walking through that and the pain of that, but coming out on the other end, writing a song called I Still Believe that really opened up a door for me to minister of God's faithfulness. And so, I mean, it's really crazy, because I watched it a few weeks ago with my family. First of all, I was blown away, because I had high expectations anyway, because they didn't imagine, and I was like, but now, because Lionsgate was involved, and they had, you know, Gary Sinise and Shania Twain, and this kid, KJ Appen, but Robertson acting, and I was like, whoa, the cast is insane. But my expectations, and it exceeded my expectations. I mean,
right,
they displayed the story beautifully, and displayed the faithfulness of God beautifully. And for me, the gospel is going to be presented, and I really believe that it's going to minister to so many, especially the younger generation, too. I feel like that it's a movie that's going to really reach the younger generation. I mean, all ages are going to love it, but it's just because of the younger actors. I'm like, God, use this to reach this younger generation. So.
And, of course, this will be released next spring, huh? 2020? March?
3/2020.
Wow. Very cool. That's going to be awesome. Well, Jeremy Camp, God bless you. Thank you so much. The new CD, new album, new movie next year, all coming together. We'll continue to lift you up. I know we all relish people's prayers, and you've got an incredible following of people who are continuing to pray for you and your family. And we just, again, we're grateful that you are in the kingdom and that you are an encourager. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. That means so much to me. Thank you, my friend.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon said suicides of active duty service members hit an all-time high last year. The Defense Department report just released says the suicide rate was 24.8 per 100,000 service members in 2018. The annual suicide report showing 541 service members confirmed or believed to have committed suicide last year. That's up from 511 in 2017. Republican Senator Mitt Romney, one of the few GOP voices who called President Trump's dealings with the president of Ukraine in a phone call deeply troubling. The president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says,
I wouldn't count on him, and he's bitter about Donald Trump. I mean, every time he, it's like a, I don't know, it's like a child. I mean, look, Trump did what you couldn't do.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Nobody loves me like you love me, Jesus. I stand in awe of your amazing ways. I worship you as long as I am breathing. God, you are faithful and true. Nobody loves me.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to know about the show. Great to have you along with us. You know, September is National Pain Awareness Month, and we've got a couple of scientific experts with us. We're going to be talking about this new pediatric migraine app that is absolutely incredible. I know you hear about these things and you go, why not sooner? Migraine Trainer is what it's called. It's a free smartphone app designed by the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke to help patients ages 13 and older take control of their migraines alongside their parents and healthcare providers. Migraines are one of the most common disorders in childhood. Approximately 10% of kids ages 5 to 15 experience migraines. Did you know that? But I imagine if you happen to have a child that is in that percentage, you probably think, oh my goodness, it's probably a lot more people are involved with it than you may have thought. However, there are limited resources available to help children manage their condition. Migraine Trainer was designed based on NIH-funded research that found cognitive behavioral techniques such as reducing stress and getting enough sleep can help children better manage their migraines. As I mentioned, we've got the experts here. Dr. Linda Porter, Director of the Office of Pain and Policy at the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke, one of 27 institutes and centers of the National Institutes of Health, by the way, and Dr. Andrew Hershey, Endowed Chair and Director of Neurology at Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center. Dr. Hershey, Dr. Porter, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Well, tell us about Migraine Trainer.
So Migraine Trainer is an app. It's completely free, accessible on the App Store by Google Play. It's an app that's meant to help younger children and adolescents manage their migraines through migraine headaches through a number of different approaches. It helps them track things that might actually cause a headache, things like sleeping habits, eating habits, drinking enough fluids, lifestyle changes that they can make. Mm-hmm. And by tracking that information, they can work with their healthcare provider to make changes that will help them reduce the frequency frequency or intensity of their headaches, and the app also has some suggestions to help them do that, such as relaxation techniques and exercises and proper eating habits.
Well, this is really brilliant, you know, you think about it, because up to then, maybe you just had a journal with you and you just took notes, but this really takes it to the next level. So when you go in and see your provider, talk to your doctor, you've got evidence. I mean, you know, this is what's been going on. This is how often the migraines come up, and they come up at certain times of the day, and all that information has got to be helpful for the doctors and the children involved.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that partnership between the child and the doctor is incredibly important, so that they can make changes in their lifestyle in order to help prevent headaches.
Thanks. Well, Dr. Hershey, what can cause migraines in children?
Well, I think it's important to realize that it's migraine is the disease. Headaches are the symptoms, or the attacks are the symptoms of having that disease. We know lots of information now that migraine is genetic. It's inherited. There's up to 38 different genes that now have been associated with migraine. So what causes it is your parents. So you've inherited genes from your parents. And then what triggers off individual attacks or headache episodes is what's difficult to sometimes ascertain, because most of it is just randomly triggered off. The more you can learn about your features and the patterns and things that may contribute to it with items such as Migraine Trainer, the more likely you can reduce the frequency, the disability, the impact of attacks of having, again, the disease migraine.
Exactly.
I think that's a clear turning point that you have to realize. It's not just when you have the attack you have migraines. You always have migraine. You have the attacks, and that's what you're trying to control.
Exactly. What have children been using previously to treat migraines?
Well, we use, and we've been doing this in Cincinnati for over 20 years, use a multi-tiered approach. So we use the acute therapies, what to do when a headache starts, such as using an NSAID or rehydrating fluids like sports drinks, being careful not to overuse the pain medicines so the sports drinks can become a predominant component for kids with frequent headaches. Preventive therapies, which include both pharmacological as well as non-pharmacological therapies, such as cognitive behavior therapy. And then what's really important, I tell the kids, is the hardest work for them to do is to really maintain healthy lifestyle habits, eating regularly, drinking, exercising, and not skipping meals are all important things to do to help try to manage their headaches. And things such as Migraine Trainer can definitely help them get them on that pathway.
Yeah, listen to your body, right? That helps as well.
Well, take care of your body.
Yeah, take care of and listen, and you can tell and with the response, you know, when you, like my mom says, look at, I do what makes me feel good, you know, in terms of, you know, some body awareness, I guess. So, Dr. Porter, the app's purpose and the research behind its design, explain to our audience, if you would.
That's behind the design was based on studies in part done by Dr. Hershey and his team that showed us that there are a lot of behavioral changes and lifestyle changes that can help children manage their headaches or the migraine attacks. The children also helped us as part of development of this app in that they tested it for us, and I think that was a big part of why the app is so useful for children. They told us whether the messaging was understandable, whether the colors and the little figures were right and friendly, and if they could really understand what the app was asking them to do. So the children we consider as part of the research project and development of the app, and they were incredibly helpful. And it was also part of the most fun of developing the app.
Well, because it kind of gives you the feedback that, hey, look, this idea is starting to work, right?
Yes, exactly.
Well, Dr. Hershey, obviously, I mean, it seems like the app, as we touched on before, is awesome because you can share information from the app with the doctors. Explain how that works.
Well, I think, I mean, sharing is just to tell patients what helps them the best is what you share with me. It allows the dialogue to really develop between the patient, which is the child, not necessarily the parent. The parent's there to help
should really come to a very individualized, personalized approach. So the more information we can have as physicians and healthcare providers to develop that personalization approach with the child, the more likely they are able to take control. As I tell them, my goal isn't just to treat you, but to educate you. And the more tools I can have to help educate you, the better you'll be.
Exactly. Well, we've been talking with Dr. Andrew Hershey, the endowed chair and director of neurology at Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center, and Dr. Linda Porter, Office of Pain Policy at the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke. She is the director there, one of 27 institutes, by the way, and centers of the National Institutes of Health. Dr. Porter, where can the people go for more information?
So they can get the app, as we said, on the App Store or Google Play, and our website where they can look for more information on headaches in general is nins.nih.gov.
And this is all about the Migraine Trainer. I mean, this is an awesome app that, you know, you and the kids and everybody have put together. And I'm sure our audience and those that are dealing, you know, with migraines, this is just going to be a blessing. I imagine the response that you get back is extremely positive, right?
Yeah, and thanks to you for helping share this information.
You got it. It's been our pleasure. Doctors, thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day. Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
This is sponsored by Jazz Pharmaceuticals. With the first ever World Narcolepsy Day on Sunday, September 22nd, narcolepsy advocate and president and CEO of Project Sleep, Julie Flygar, is driving awareness about narcolepsy and sleep health.
Narcolepsy is an under-recognized sleep disorder that is often misdiagnosed. Many people with narcolepsy experience symptoms for many years before receiving an accurate diagnosis. Children with narcolepsy are especially at risk for delays in diagnosis since there is a general lack of awareness among physicians that narcolepsy can be a pediatric condition. In fact, more than half of people with narcolepsy say their symptoms started before the age of 18. That's why getting an appropriate assessment by a sleep specialist is extremely important. Knowledge is power. This World Narcolepsy Day, help raise awareness, learn more, and celebrate narcolepsy heroes.
For more information, visit ProjectSleep.com or take the Narcolepsy Symptom Screener and find a sleep specialist at MoreThanTired.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, I agree with Senator Jim DeMint. If we're going to get this country back on track, we've got to get back to Chapter 1. And Chapter 1 has to do with our faith and our values. Thank you for joining in and, you know, joining the good fight with us, because we've got a country to save here, not only the sake of ourselves, but, you know, for our children. With us is Danny Huerta, the Vice President of Parenting and Youth at Focus on the Family. Danny, always good to talk to you. How you doing, buddy?
Yes, doing well. Doing well. Thanks, Bill.
Hey, I am excited about next week, BYOB, huh? Bring your Bible to school.
BYOB, that's right. Bring your Bible to school. It's an exciting day, October 3rd. And actually, other kids are doing it on other days if schools are closed. It's just really about being able to stand for your faith and being able to publicly share with others that your beliefs and also practicing our religious freedoms here
in
the United States.
In this aggressive environment in which we find ourselves, I say aggressive, that's very anti-Christian, anti-faith, people have been formed to believe that bringing your Bible to school is somewhat illegal, but that's not the case.
No, it really is not. That is a myth out there. We have the freedom, anyone has the freedom, and we enjoy those freedoms to be able to express our faith, and it has to be student-led. Teachers are under their government employees, so it's different rules for them. But as far as
ironic, because the teachers can take our kids out of school and lead them in marches in D.C. to stand up for climate, but when it comes to the Bible, I guess that's a different story, right?
It's a different story.
Don't you love the irony?
yeah, it's ironic. There are a lot of things upside down right now, and
right.
I think that's why you're on this show, right, Bill?
You help
bring truth to where there's confusion. In this case, we're definitely bringing some clarity that students can bring their Bible to school, they can pray at school, and if there are any issues with that, I know the Alliance for Defending Freedom, and also on our website, bringyourbible.org, you can get some tips and information on what your legal rights are.
Some people might say, Danny, you know, it's just too much of a hassle. I don't want to go through this kind of stuff. But look at, I mean, we got a 16-year-old coming from Sweden, passionately fighting for her understanding as she has it regarding climate change. Now, this is what is needed. We need, you know, equal passionate, passionate fight back on this. So that, I mean, after all, what are you standing for? I mean, you know, you and I, we've been around long enough and have tested, you know, fact and fiction. And when we are standing on the truth, we always do better. Even when it seems like we're doing bad, I mean, we always come out on the better side when we are standing on the truth. So with confidence, I want to encourage the kids out there to know that, you got the Lord of Heaven's armies on your side. So go fearlessly and, you know, not only for your own, but the thing is that you may have yours, but what about your neighbor? You know, what about your brothers and sisters? What about the kid that you go out in the playground with and play? I mean, what about bringing them into the kingdom and enjoying what you enjoy, which is the peace and truth of God?
Yeah, my daughter, my son is, some may know, my daughter's 14, my son's 16, and they did see you at the poll. just recently, and they started with just a couple.
And they didn't put their tongue on the pole or anything like that. They didn't do anything like that, right?
No, that's right.
They did, and they're still there. So at least I know they're safe.
That's right. Wrapped a little warm water there. Yeah, no, they over 40 kids showed up, and they prayed. And my doctor said, man, it was powerful. My son got the opportunity to lead there. But what it does is it puts publicly my kids and these other kids were able to declare their faith. I believe in God, and there can be a difference in their lives. And if kids have questions, they know who to go to. And it's definitely a statement that you're making. And now it's a warm up to bring your Bible to school day. And this year, what we're wanting to do is have that be just the starting point. Mm-hmm. We will have challenges every month that are about living out your faith. How can you spread God's love to those around you where you bring something very special, a gift of God's love, God's redemptive freedom, God's hope, and just the freedom that's felt and the excitement that's felt, but also the difficulty in believing in a Heavenly Father that cares deeply for each of His children.
Yeah, look at what happened with Drew Brees. I mean, Drew stands up and says, hey, bring your Bible to school. This is what I believe in. And the cancel culture went absolutely berserk on him.
Yeah, they did. Drew Brees stood for his faith. He didn't say anything wrong. He really talked about loving people around us. There's nothing violent or wrong about that. And, man, they came after him, and it was a small publication. But what's neat is we had one of the NASCAR writers, driver, J.J.
Yelly, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he and his daughter are have their car wrapped with by Bring Your Bible to School. And they definitely stand for that and want to stand next to Focus and also with Drew Brees. And it's exciting to watch the kids around my kids get excited about this day and unite and also get the opportunity to show leadership, but also being able to know that a Heavenly Father stands next to them.
That's right.
During this time. It's fun to watch kids talk about and own their faith, because that's what we're wanting to see in America.
Well, no question, courage has to take a stand, and it requires courage. But this is God-derived courage, and this comes from the Holy Spirit. And, you know, my blessings and prayer to these young kids that are going to step out, you know, like Drew Brees. Drew Brees in his way, yes, he's a superstar quarterback, and he can take the bullets. But these younger kids that are just trying to get along and get through school and hope for the best and believe in the gospel. And, you know, God bless them for standing up and taking a stand and risking, you know, the peer pressure and the attacks that they will no doubt undergo, because the cancel culture is alive and well everywhere we live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as parents, we can surround our kids and grandparents. We can surround our kids and encourage kids to figure out what's that influence that causes you to stand. What do we have faith in? And do we believe it's that this God is real? And if we do, then we have, like you said, the God of the mighty armies on our side that loves us. And He has said He will always be with us no matter what. And we can be reassured of that. And as parents, hey, come alongside of them, help them lead, download the materials with them, talk it through, and just give them that extra celebration after they've stood for their faith on October 3rd or whatever day they choose to do it. And then as you take on those live your faith challenges, those challenges to live out your faith, do it as a family
and
model that as parents and grandparents.
Danny, for you as the vice president of families, and you're a counselor, a parenting expert there, to hear from these kids who have taken stands, whether it is see you at the poll or in this particular case, BYOB, Bring Your Bible to School Day, which is coming up next week on Thursday, October the 3rd. This has to just reinforce your faith all the more when you hear the stories of these kids that come out of darkness into light. I mean, we take for granted maybe where we are right now walking with the Lord that it's going good. But when you are there and you watch these kids that have suffered through life. In some cases, certainly, you know, they're so young, it's not necessarily their choice. It's just the family or life that they happen to come into. And, you know, drugs, sex trafficking, I mean, things that you can't even imagine or you would even want for your own children. But you hear these stories and you go, God, I get it. I get it. I understand why you're behind this Bring Your Bible to School Day, because it requires a fearless people who love and care for you, who are following you, to bring the gospel message to those who are enslaved and in darkness.
Yeah, we serve a loving God, and that's the message that we want a culture to hear. We're so desperately seeking for reality, for truth, for love, for authenticity, and it's all offered through His Word and through relationship with God. He's not a God of rules. He provided us guidance so that we would find freedom, freedom from not being able to trust others, freedom from our brokenness and our selfishness, and being able to serve one another, love one another, think beyond ourselves, and to really find a true purpose and be contributors within His kingdom. And I think we've turned into consumers, and we get really stuck on the consumer part, that there's certain rights and there's certain things that rules shouldn't apply to us, that we should form our own identity, and that's all confusion. Mm-hmm. When we're contributors, we have an identity within that, and God wants us to find that so that we find freedom. And that's what this is truly about kids being able to live free of some of that brokenness and pain that's been placed on them because of the brokenness in other people. And you're absolutely right, Bill. This is a day that is very exciting for me, and for Focus on the Family, and for those supporting Focus. And it's exciting to see the starting point there and what will happen this coming year. We'll have more than 500,000 students across the nation taking their Bible to school on October 3rd, and we're hoping to get to 1,000,000, which would be fantastic. And we started with 8,000 to go.
Wow. Yeah, it's amazing how the truth can spread. You know, if bad news can spread that fast, why can't good news, right?
Yes. Let's tell everyone about it. Bringyourbible.org. That's where you can find some great information, free downloads, a lot of good engaging conversation, too, for parents, grandparents, and their kids, and also for pastors there.
Exactly, and especially for the kids. Yeah. There's no reason. I mean, you should be prepared, because your friends are going to ask some questions, and you need to anticipate that. And that would be an excellent resource to utilize. Again, remind everybody where they can go. Danny, you've got 10 seconds.
Yeah, bringyourbible.org. And I'm looking forward to seeing all the pictures and hearing about the story.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1,000,000 hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Meeting.